It's time for the Steve and Kyle podcast with Kyle.
I've long wanted to do work at a humane society or animal shelter, but I know I would just get in my car every afternoon or night after turning the lights off. Cages of dogs and cats. Well, I wouldn't care about the cats. Leave the door unlocked. Slink outside.
Not sure you're fit for humane society.
But the dogs?
And Steve.
I will write this in concrete.
I'm super glad you mentioned that, because I have the document with the last proclamation you made.
Okay.
And this is perfect timing, because you can choose yourself whether to put a time frame on this.
You want a time frame?
No.
I'll give you a time frame.
Okay, I'm ready.
Eternity. Eternity.
Live on tape from APS 3. Whatever, it's the Steve and Kyle podcast.
I'm holding true to that. 1 week in.
I don't even remember what the proclamation was.
It was never getting another pet again.
Oh, that's right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you are less than 2 weeks removed.
Two and a half at this point, yeah.
From losing your first adulthood longtime pet.
My buddy, my pal, my favorite.
We all agree, Annette loved more.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, rest in peace, Lola Bear. I am still reeling on a daily basis about that.
Yes.
Picked up her ashes and her little paw prints from the vet last week. That was a lot harder than I thought it would be.
Yeah, boy, part of me thinks pay extra for the mailing option there and just have it show up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy that I got to go in there, though, because our vet is amazing. I love all the people there. Like, it's the cheers of vets.
You walk in
and... Hi, Steve. How are you? How's Lola? Oh,
yeah.
Is Annette here with you today? How are the kids? Like, it's just, they're fantastic. If you're looking for a vet in the West Michigan area, we drive past 10 different vets to go to Clyde Park Veterinary Clinic.
Yeah.
Greatest group there. Absolutely love them. Well, so
luckily at the Bull and Finch, they don't have a euthanasia room.
Wow.
The cheers of animal hospitals. Bring that cat on back here. Syringe is all loaded.
Oh, boy. That didn't make me laugh. It would make me cry.
Now, you said, how do you think it's going to go? And you and I, we're on a mission. Before I even mention this last thing, we're keeping this train on the tracks today.
Absolutely.
Too much to do.
We got our list up there.
Yep.
We've already deviated a bit, but, from this point forward.
Yeah. Right after I ask you this question.
Okay. Yeah.
We're on track.
Because there's no chance this will send us off into some little side quest.
Zero. We're not going to allow it. We've got sound effects that are going to stop us in our tracks if this thing gets too off board.
Yeah, exactly. So it's ready to...
I'm like, oh, hey, Steve, did you see...
Back on track.
You had mentioned, I think, last week that you have your former cat now, I suppose, coming to stay visit, I guess, because it's not really your cat anymore.
Yeah, my in-laws are going away for 2 weeks, I think.
Okay.
Usually they'll plan a winter trip every year, go somewhere warm for a couple of weeks.
Sure.
And we're getting Abby back here for a two-week stay.
Now, this is a fragile time in the psyche of this house.
Yeah.
So Abby comes back.
Uh-huh.
What are you anticipating, if anything, is going to be the emotional reaction of this family now that, hey, second pet's back. I missed Abby. And hey, there's this room now. And Abby, because it was three or it was four, right? Before you guys lost Roxy. So
you lost
Roxy before Toby.
Yeah, we had, because when I met Annette, she had Abby and Roxy.
That's right.
Or Roxy the older, Abby the younger. I had Lola.
Yes.
Roxy passed away. We moved here, and about a year, I think it was like a year, year and a half after we moved here, we got Toby.
And then you gave the cat away.
And then, yes. Yeah. And then... So we went 2 to 3 to 2 to 3 to 1. I don't know, whatever.
But anyway, you are now entering a delicate state here. What do you think is going to happen once that cat spends 2 weeks here and Annette gets 2 weeks back with her cat that she hasn't, you know, doesn't see very often? Like, is there a chance that there's a push to now keep Abby here, or are we already going to be buttoned up against the eternal proclamation?
It's a man.
And you're going to have a kitten in like a week.
God, to be honest, I had not even thought about this one bit. Because the plans for us to watch Abby were made before Lola passed away. So I haven't even thought about it. Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely going to be a different, like a new dynamic, I think.
Yeah, even for 2 weeks.
I think that for the first couple of days, it's going to be, oh, I'm so happy Abby's here. I really missed Abby. What do you think? Maybe. But as soon as she gets into her routine of waking the whole house up at like 3 in the morning, I think it's going to be like, okay, how many days till Abby goes home?
Yeah. And you know, maybe she softened in her years, and maybe she sleeps the day away, and maybe cuddles with people. And
she always does that. She sleeps and she cuddles. She's great with that. She's fantastic with that. The worst thing is that she does her like a hunting in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But I think that my mother-in-law has, I don't want to say put the complete kibosh on it, but she's definitely helped it out by getting one of the automatic pet feeders.
Yeah.
So it dispenses food.
She wants food, she takes it.
She's just got it on a timer. So at like 4 a.m., it goes, beep, drops a bunch of food there.
Yep.
So if Abby's hungry, she's got food. She's good to go. So, I'm interested to see what the dynamic will be, too, now. But like I said, I had not even thought about that.
I have a very brief recommendation for you. And this is... and that's for next week.
As long as it's brief.
Yeah, I think you jumped the gun. And in order to stave off the idea of either keeping Abby or getting a new cat.
Yeah.
You jump it
and just,
and you go get a fish or a hamster or a gerbil, something else in this house to divert attention, Steve.
No, I can't do it. The wounds are still very, very fresh.
But we can all agree. Like, you lose a gerbil, it's fine. It's, you know, step above a goldfish.
Yeah, fling it out the window.
Harder to lose than a fish, because a fish nobody cares about. But not the level of cat, and then not the level of dog.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, we're talking 4 or 5 tier separation.
I think you could, and listen, it's a nice toy for Toby when he does kick the bucket in 6 weeks.
6 weeks? My God.
What's the lifespan on a gerbil?
Oh, I thought you meant Toby's going to kick the bucket.
Oh, no, weeks. It's a nice toy for Jesus. Toby when the gerbil kicks the bucket in 6 weeks.
Like, what do you know that I don't?
I should have clarified in these sad times.
I'm in a fragile state here, man.
I can only apologize. I
lost my best friend pup in the world.
Yep.
13 years of camaraderie.
I'm glad you are now aware and on your toes
regarding
the maybe temporary return of Abby.
Yeah.
Because I'd be curious to feel this process out over the next few weeks about how this is going to go. I'm excited to come back next week and see how it's been going and see where you're at. Because I think you'll be quicker to acquiesce if there's a push.
Yeah.
But
okay,
that's for another day. We'll find that out.
Good. Yeah. So I don't have to hit again. Appreciate that. Huh. All right. So did we end the episode last week talking about, we were trying to figure out if we're friends,
that's right,
or mere acquaintances.
Yeah, we were talking about the viral post that went that was going around about the man who went golfing with another man who just called him Hammer after a year of calling him Kirkland, but that was just the brand of his golf ball.
Okay.
Know if he had a wife, didn't know if he had a kid, didn't have no idea. I don't know. I think he said, I call him Hammer. I don't know if that's his first name or his last name.
I mean, we can assume it's not his first name.
And he had said that all he does is text and say, golf ? And they play on golf. But other than that, that's it.
And when they're on the golf course, it's hey, nice ball.
Yep. Or you're in the trees.
Did you hit a birdie?
Yeah, right.
Like, that's it. Doesn't know anything else about him.
And that got us to wondering, what are we? Because we've known each other now for, since January of 2010.
Yeah. So a Lola lifetime.
Yes. We have essentially known each other as long as you had Lola.
Yeah. So that is we've already coined the rolling century this show.
The rolling Lola?
The How about the Lola lifetime?
Yeah, I don't feel good about that one.
The Lola lifetime is a baker's dozen of years.
That's right. That's right. We could call it the baker's dozen, but why wouldn't we continue to invoke the sadness and emotion of your deceased dog?
Yeah.
At every possible turn.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, they say that talking about it helps you through the grieving process.
Certainly someone somewhere has said that. But it got us to wondering what we actually are.
Yeah.
Because the long running gag here is that I haven't made a friend since you in 2010, but now we need to really nail that down.
I don't think that that's a gag. I think that that's pretty accurate.
Well, but now we need to nail down, are we even friends?
Okay.
So we decided that we're each going to pick 10 questions, 10 friend questions. Mm-hmm. So I found a summary list of 40 questions. We each picked 10 random.
I just don't think you're doing this justice because it's time to play the Are We Best Friends or Just Acquaintances game.
That's right. Welcome back. Your host, Chuck Tomfoolery. What was his name?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Chuck. I know it was Chuck.
I believe it was Woolery.
Oh my gosh. Right there. Tip of my tongue, I feel like. If I had just, given myself another 10 seconds, I'd have nailed it.
We definitely need some Chuck Tom Foolery merch.
Oh my god. Yeah, we do need to design a game show host, Chuck Tom Foolery, and he's he's got a stupid rubber nose on.
Plaid jacket.
Yep. Grease comb over hair.
Yeah, his microphone is a rubber chicken.
That's right. And he then has, again, a clown nose on his nose because he's just waiting to pull some gags on you during the game.
All right, so it's time to play the Are We Best Friends or Merely Acquaintances game.
Yeah, and so we haven't really fleshed this out outside of we each picked 10 random questions. There's probably some overlap.
Yeah.
And so I figured the way we'll do it, Steve, is I'll ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
You'll answer what you think would be for me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So let's start it. And then we'll go back and forth just to make sure we can each get equal footing.
Okay.
Here.
All right.
Let me give you the first question, Steve. This is a simple one. Easy one.
Mm-hmm.
What do I order at a bar?
Oh.
And I even wrote down two answers because I figure give you a little flexibility.
Okay. How? Because you're typically a beer guy.
Yeah.
Do I need to be more specific than that? Like what kind of beer?
No.
I know that if you're somewhere and there's Yingling, that's a no-brainer.
Yes.
That's a go-to. You're going to that. For a mixed drink? Boy, I don't know. Probably. I don't know. Like a Jack and Coke or something?
I put down a mixed drink of an old-fashioned. Okay. But the main answer is beer.
Hey, look at that. We nailed it.
We are well on our way to friendship, Steve. Okay. 13 years in the making, one little lifetime in the making.
Enough with the applause. Thank you very much. Whew. All right. It's funny that you picked that as your first question because I also picked that as my first question. If I'm at a bar, what is my go-to order?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, Steve. That's a Crown and 7-Up.
Hey. Well, a Crown and Sprite, but
isn't it? Okay, lemon lime drink.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, I don't want to jump the gun here, but I think we just stop it right now and call ourselves friends and we wash our hands of this.
Okay. Well, thank you for... I'm Chuck Tomfoolery.
I don't see any way we're going to keep up the pace of each of us nailing it, nailing the first answers.
No.
Steve, the second question I have for you. If I have 1 hour to spend $5,000, where am I going?
If you have an hour to spend $5,000, God, it's got to be something comic book related. I think you're, or movie related. But there's not really a $5,000 movie that you can go to.
I have to rent out an IMAX for myself, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're going to, you're going to go to a comic book shop and you're going to buy the nicest damn comic they have.
Oh, Steve, I regret to inform you that I'm going to go piss it all away at the casino.
Okay. So, batting 500 still gets you in the Hall of Fame.
That's why I said we should have just called it at one. We're definitely going acquaintance now. And we don't have a barometer. I think it's just going to be how we feel afterwards. There's not a number to say, you know, you got six, you're friends.
Yeah.
6 out of 10 feels like a failure for knowing someone for 13 years, right?
It definitely does. All right. Well, licking my wounds. Moving on to question number 2 for you.
Yeah.
And that is going to be, which fashion decision was my biggest mistake? And I don't mean just in the time we've known each other.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with the long hair. I forget the era. I don't know if that was college, Steve. I'm going to go with the long flowing where it was, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Not long flowing. Would you describe it as a part?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, the part. The parted hair.
The part down the middle.
Yeah!
I
think everybody's that way, though, where you see that. I mean, were you before or after the frosted tips phase of life?
That was right in my time.
Were your parents, did they allow you to get the frosted tips?
Frosted tips? I think no, but I have a great picture of me and my buddy Len at my junior prom. And I mean, we have the tuxedos and everything. And he had his hair was like black. And he had the most frosted tips I've ever seen. And now I need to find that picture.
Yeah, I have one from junior high. I'll have to ask my mom because I know for a fact I have one with frosted tips. I got them one time where they like pull your hair through the cap, paint them, stick you under an oven. And I remember it hurting so bad because they plucked your hair with, I didn't have a lot then even. And so it's just burning your scalp.
I have already found, wait a minute. Wow, this is not what I remember. I would have sworn up and down that in this picture, Len had frosted tips, but I guess he
did not.
I guess he didn't. No.
Is that, what is that syndrome called? Where you that the Monopoly Man has a monocle.
The Mandela effect.
Mandela.
Yeah. So unfortunately...
No frosted tips.
No frosted tips.
You know, we haven't thought about a byproduct of this. What happens if I get 10 out of your 10 and you get like 5 out of my 10? Is that going to make like a real line of contention here?
Well, there's that and there are plenty of questions where there's not a a right or wrong answer. So I think that after the game, we're just going to have to determine whether or not we are acquaintances or friends.
Well, this is one of those that you just mentioned, Steve. My third question. When we're 85 years old, what will we be doing together?
Nothing. I mean, there's no chance this lasts another 40 years.
No, goodness. No. My answer is I'll be dead.
So.
Close enough.
I don't know.
I'm willing to give you a half a point on that because we won't be doing it together because I'll be dead.
Man, I think we're doing great so far. All right, number 3 for me is, again, one of those questions where there's not really a defined, not a defined answer, a specific answer. When were you the most impressed by me?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. No, that's a really, really good question.
What did I do that just made you stand back and say, wow, that's a guy right there?
You know, I'm going to be on a very serious note. I think your trip to, trying to figure out which one, when you went to England.
Oh, yeah.
And you were balancing all of the items going on with that in terms of content.
Yeah.
Editing, doing whatever need to be. So that content could make it to air and hooking all that up.
Yeah.
for me at that point, wanting to be in radio before I realized it's a dying industry.
So you pivoted to podcasting, where not just anyone can do this.
Real Johnny the Duck and Lisa vibes after the Europe trip. Was, yeah, I think the work you put in, and granted, I don't think you've put in that much work since you've returned.
Boy, I am still on the decline.
The trip for the royal wedding, Steve, is the time I was most impressed with you.
All right.
Also, when you got Annette to take you to go on a date with you.
And she was the one that instigated that.
Well, her friend made her go on stage.
Isn't
that what happened?
No, her friend did not. She was, I think, maybe her friends, Jack Daniels and Don Julio.
And Jose Cuervo got together and...
Her bud, you know, wiser.
That's right. So any of those two items.
All right. So we'll say that's...
I mean, when were you most impressed with yourself? Next question from over here, Steve. Where would I go if I could go on any vacation?
On any vacation? Oh. I mean, it's got to be Atlantic City, right? That's a place that you, or like anywhere along the Jersey Shore, you've always talked about how you wanted me to take you there.
I will give you partial credit because I was going to say Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I love Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was thinking casinos.
And casinos.
Yeah.
So I'm willing to give you partial credit for Atlantic City because that's the only draw of Atlantic City, correct?
That's the partial credit sounder.
God, I would love a Brother Mike, Steve, and Kyle trip to the Jersey Shore.
Trip to AC?
Oh, man.
I mean, say less.
Realized that I looked at my phone last week after we had this discussion about friends or acquaintances, and I realized I had texted Brother Mike more recently than I had texted you.
We have a trip planned for after the holidays. We're going to Jersey for a couple of days. You want to tag along?
Yeah, you can hop on there. You got like a little Spirit flight out there? A little directy?
Yeah, we got a direct. Yeah. I can leave Nikki here.
Yeah, some of the details.
All right, question number four. If I died, what would you want of mine?
Glad you asked.
I know. I know what you're going to say. You know what you're going to say.
Well,
so
I think...
Just say it.
I think you're going to want me to take that Comanche and not get near it. 10-foot pole, 30-foot pole, however long the pole needs to be. That thing can get... pay $500 for one of those junk places to haul it away once you're gone. I think Annette's counting down.
All right, enough.
Just a garbage truck back there. I would take the podcast equipment, Steve.
Oh, boy, that is...
Oh, I mean, I'm thinking financial related. You're already gone. The sentiment's gone. I just wanted to cash out this lovely mixer, these microphones, and move on.
I thought for sure that before I finished the question, you would say nothing. Nothing at all.
Honestly, number two is Toby. But I figure you have a family left who still might enjoy Toby. So.
All right. So, I think we're doing pretty well so far.
This is not going great for you. Or, well, for both of us, right? Steve, is there a smell that reminds you of me?
Do you have a specific scent? No. No, there is not a smell that reminds me of you. Sorry to be anticlimactic.
That's fair. I was just going to say alcohol. Like just
Not even that.
No,
I mean, we're rarely drinking around each other.
It would be more the byproduct of history years past, right?
Because,
to where
I mean,
it was just constant for me at least. It was just constant beer intake.
Because now the more common smell would be like coffee.
Right.
We're more likely to be drinking coffee around each other.
Fun fact, it slipped a little bourbon in there this morning.
Did you?
It's so close to Bill Cosby that I don't know if it's okay, but I can't imagine he's litigious in his blind 90-year-old age.
Yeah, I don't know. Isn't he getting ready to go back on tour, though?
I thought he already was on tour, but can he not see? Didn't he have a cataract and he's blind?
Well, that's what he said when he was going through his trial, but now I'm sure he is perfectly fine.
That's right.
Okay, this is question number 5, I want to say.
Yes, sure.
When we met, did you think we'd be friends this long? Again, okay, sorry. When we met, did you think that we'd be acquaintances, possibly friends?
Yes. No.
This long?
No way. Not a chance. The fact that it extended past June of 2010 was an upset.
I thought the same thing.
That it extended past like 2014 was a minor miracle. Into the 2020s, might as well be an act of God.
All right.
Somebody contact the church. Steve, am I a cookie, an ice cream, or cake person?
Oh, boy. Now you like your Halo top.
That's right.
I don't know that I've ever seen you eat cake.
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird thing to say.
Well, that's not something that typically enters any chamber of the memory bank, right? Like 8 years later, you're like, "Have I ever seen Kyle was eating that marble cake?"
I feel like you're particular with your cakes. Like you'd be very quick to swat a piece of cake aside that you thought was subpar.
There's no question about that. Like, listen, you want to fill it with raspberry or whatever? Toss it into the river.
So the options were cookie, ice cream, or cake?
Correct. Yeah.
Boy, I'm going to go out on a limb and say ice cream.
Steve, ice cream is correct. Oh. I'll always defer to ice cream.
I felt that.
Always.
Cookie, yeah. All right, enough.
We need to get that sounder and then cut it in half.
Boy, now you got me thinking, am I a cookie? Ice cream?
Yeah, I don't know how I'd answer that for you.
For me, I think I'd definitely say cake.
You'd be a cake person?
I'm a cake guy. Okay. Yeah. Love a good piece of cake. Okay. Love cookies, though. But, I mean, especially around the holidays.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It's hard to beat those. But, I mean, there are just certain cookies that you don't eat throughout the rest of the year. Just on principle alone.
Yeah, no question.
So, but I can eat cake whenever I want.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Okay, this is question number 6. If you and I were stuck on a desert island, why would I be an asset?
Mm, glad you asked. I think I would most need you for building necessities, like helping build a place to survive.
Like our shelter?
Shelter.
Okay.
Not necessarily food. Just because I don't know if either of us could go grab a spear and get a fish.
No chance.
And I don't like fish anyway. I mean, you've had the Feast of the Seven, but I'm not a fish guy, so.
We'd be, yeah. I mean, I guess it
depends. Which, again, remind me, was it a tuna? Was it sardines? Popcorn shrimp?
Yep.
Bourbon shrimp?
Yeah, just all the shrimp from, like, the fajitas menu.
That's
at Applebee's.
Okay, good. Beautiful. That's all seven shrimps.
Okay.
Steve, I would go with building shelter.
I agree. I think I'd be good at keeping us out of the elements.
Yeah, and I think once we get that shelter, I'm going to rely on you heavily so we can try to build a boat. And I'm just going to lay heavy into the fact that you once owned a jet ski and assume that that's something that's possible.
So I didn't realize there was a direct link between jet ski ownership and boat building.
Yeah, and I'll post it on the poll. Is there a direct link between those two?
Do you consider me a man of the water? Maybe put that on the poll, too.
Oh, yeah. I would. You had a jet ski. You lived near an ocean. I mean, you moved from near an ocean to near a lake.
Yeah.
Right?
I can't be without water in my
You're pretty much an avatar. What are those people called? I've never seen the movie.
Avatars.
You're pretty much an avatar. They're posting this poll. Is there a direct link between jet ski ownership and boat building?
And is Steve...
Is Steve a man of the
water? A man of the water.
Next question over here, Steve. What's the first thing I would do if I won the lottery?
You would absolutely quit your job. There's no chance that you would not quit your job.
That is absolutely correct. And I have a 1B is quit this podcast.
What's keeping you here then? Because it's surely
it's not making money.
It's not the money. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that's... That's an easy answer.
Yeah.
Because that's what most people would say.
Right.
How about, like, what's the first thing you think you would buy? I think that you would I mean, I know that you guys have been talking about moving for a while. Oh,
I guarantee you that's not it. It's going to be selfish, and it's in this room.
It's going to be it's in this room?
Yeah, what so, I would buy is in this room. And it's selfish. It would not be for the greater good of my family.
Huh.
Steve, I'd buy a 1999 Plum Plymouth Prowler.
Hard to argue. Hard to argue.
The beauty. The grace.
Mm.
The four cylinders of power.
Yeah, I mean, those sexy lines. Those exposed front wheels.
Oh, I love those front wheels. That's my favorite part.
The big steamroller wheels in the back. That thing will get to 80.
In about 30 seconds.
It's going to take a while. Yeah, I think you would absolutely quit your job first. Mm-hmm. Then you'd buy a house.
Yeah.
I think that would be.
Yeah. I think, yeah.
Pretty obvious. Yeah, I mean, the basics. The house, the, you know, new cars for everybody. You know, some stupid thing just to show how rich you are, like mm-hmm. a statue of Rocky in the front yard or something.
Yeah, or just buy all the 1999 Plymouth Prowlers.
So, you just want to make sure people know how rich you are.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure nobody else can have them. Right.
And then you're just going to build a gymnasium to store them in.
Yep, and then eventually open the Plymouth Prowler Museum. Oh. We're going to have, like, you know, those cards or placards that read details. No, it's just going to be, they walk the cars and get out. Right?
It's almost like you don't want anyone to be there.
Yeah.
But you want them to show up so you can say, I'm rich.
Yep.
Look at my cars. Leave.
Self-guided, $5. That's it.
Self-guided. Okay. All right.
Your next question.
Was that mine?
No, that was mine. I asked you about the lotto.
Okay. All right. Question number 7. What do I put on my pizza?
Oh, boy. This is a good question.
Yeah. As you know, very particular about pizza.
You are.
I mean, especially.
I did not know that.
Especially when. When there's a birthday party involved, you got pizza.
That's true.
Inside, you got drinks. Outside.
See, I'm gonna go with you. With you are a man of like supreme, but I'm gonna designate no mushrooms. You're a man. I think you're adding pepperoni, sausage, bacon, onion. And green pepper.
Boy, you're 4 for 5, and in my book...
Yes! That's, are you not an onion man or not a green pepper?
No onion. Yeah. I mean, if there's a meat lovers, I'll probably go meat lovers.
I'll go meat over, yes.
Yeah, but when you get into the supreme, then you're talking about black olives, mushrooms, onions. Not a fan. Don't want any of that crap.
There's... Yeah. I'm an olive man. I don't want any other vegetables near my pizza, just in general.
Okay.
Steve, if we're going to let one celebrity be in our group of friends, which our group of friends at this point means essentially me and you, who would we ask?
Boy, it's funny that you asked me that because that is also my next question. List. And the first person that I thought of was Bradley Cooper.
That's absolutely, seriously? Yes! I had two in my head, but I thought one was a little on the nose.
Let me try.
Because if you get the backup, this game's over. Bradley if you get the Cooper, backup, get the music ready. It's not that out of the realm of crazy either.
Okay. Can you give me a little bit of a hint?
Yeah, it's a shared interest, shared joy.
Shared joy, shared interest. Well, it's going to be either Mike Rowe or one of the captains from Deadliest Catch.
Boy,
both involved in Deadliest Catch, obviously.
Of course. I would, the backup I had in my head was Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, God, yeah. What am I thinking?
Yeah, it's hard to imagine even being a friend with that guy, even someone who's known him for 40 years. Because, like, when you talk to Bruce Springsteen about, oh, hey, how was Barcelona last week?
Yeah, I feel like it's probably pretty difficult for the everyman to relate to him.
Yeah, but I still feel like, I don't know, just the way you see him in concert, he's got the sleeve rolled up a little bit, and he's always got a little extra button. I'm like, hey, man.
He's driven a tractor before. You know he has.
He's cool. Like, he's just a cool guy.
Yeah. He goes out for, like, midnight rides on his Indian motorcycle.
No question. He's ripping up and down the turnpike over there when he's home in Jersey.
Right, which is exactly why you and I would relate to him.
Oh, my God. A
couple of rugged motorcycle riding. Just a couple of
Jersey, Italian.
Tractor driving bros. That is us.
Couple of thick, luscious heads of hair.
All right. My question, number 8, was exactly the same. We're going to let a celebrity be in one of our friend groups. Be in our friend groups. Who would we ask? So
yeah, I would say it has to be Bradley Cooper.
Yeah Bradley Cooper. That was the first thing I thought of after that quest a couple of years ago for Operation Cooper Hair when I was trying to grow the Bradley Cooper hair when right after, what was the movie? The hell's the name of the movie? Why can't I think of it?
Well, Lady
Shallow,
Gaga.
The Shallow song.
Yeah, boy.
One Star at a Time.
Yeah. We never put the poster up. A Star is Born. Yeah. We have the poster of him. We just haven't put it up in here. We should find room for that one. Yeah, beautiful. My next question, Steve, if I could be an animal, what would I be? The Angus one, I want you to ruminate on this one because I think it's something that might surprise you about what I could be, what I would be.
If you could be an animal. Because my initial thought was a dog because you're a huge dog person. You love dogs. You love your dogs more than anything.
And I'll say this. I had dog written down. And then I actually gave myself a moment to think, deleted dog, and came up with something different.
All right. I think I might have it. This is going to seem a little... Would the answer be surprising?
Yes.
It's got to be a shark.
It's a shark!
You're going to try and change the culture.
I want to change the culture. And two, I just want to be away from everybody. Just leave me alone. I'll eat fish when I feel like it. Other than that, I'm just going to be coasting through the waters by myself. Shark is absolutely correct, Steve.
This is amazing.
I think we're on our way.
I think we're doing pretty good.
We would need a collapse here for me to say acquaintance at this point.
Okay. All right. Question number 9. Going to regret this. Describe me in 3 words.
Oh, cool. Okay, good. Give me a few seconds.
Bring it on. Let's hear what you have to say. Any moment now, just say those.
Handy, hairy, and hard to like. Oh, that's 5.
I mean, handy and hairy, I was like, all right. Hard to like.
Yeah, handy. So we'll stick with the first 2.
Okay.
Handy, hairy. Boy, I'm trying to figure out. You know, we'll go with reliable. You're always here, right? You're always here.
So,
like, if I need a ride to the airport, I know that you're probably going to say no, but you're here.
Yeah.
Right? So I can rely on you being somewhere in the vicinity.
So I'm geographically close.
Yes. Yeah. But handy and hairy are the 2 takeaways there. Okay. Nice head of hair, thick, luscious head of hair for a long time.
Appreciate that.
I sent you a picture this past week. One came up on our memories of you and I demoing APS. Was that 2.0?
2.0, yeah.
And, boy, lovely content, by the way. You did a fantastic job on that. Long form video.
There was time lapse in there and everything.
And you had a buzz cut, and I was taken aback by that.
Yeah, that was that would have been... This time in 2016, because it was just weeks after the Chicago Cubs won the World Series.
Oh, okay, that's right.
I lost a World Series bet on the side gig. Well, 4 of the 5 of us lost World Series bets on the side gig, had to shave our heads.
Whew.
And do you believe that we are the exactly 7 years ago today, I proposed to Annette.
Oh, really?
With that haircut.
Oh, wow. So a December, what's the significance of a December 9 that you chose? Or was that just you had the ring burning a hole in your pocket, you couldn't wait?
We went away that weekend. We were up in Traverse City for the weekend, and I had planned on doing it then. I'd gotten the ring 4 or 5 days earlier, and we were just up there. And it was one of those nights where we went out to this awesome dinner, and then we're walking through downtown Traverse City, and it was like... one of those days where it was like movie snow was falling, like the snowflakes were the size of your hand.
Comically big, yeah.
And I mean, everything's decorated and there's people singing in the streets and like, it was, 7 years ago. How about that?
So were you walking around with a box?
No.
In your pocket?
No, just ring.
Just a loose
ring. I was convinced.
You're going to lose it.
That I was going to lose it.
Yes.
I think I went to the bathroom 4 different times during that dinner just to like check and be like, take it still out there. Of the pocket, look at it. Okay, well, the stone hasn't fallen out.
Yeah, did the cubic zirconia shift?
Yep.
But you also can't have...
She didn't even know.
Why would she ever... What's she going to think? Like, is she chomping on it?
Try to cut a hole in glass like they do in the mystery movies.
Final question for you, Steve. Even though I know how this is going to, I think we know how this ends. If I died, what would you want of mine?
Whew.
I don't think you're going to get this one, but curious anyway.
If you died, you don't really have much stuff that I like.
Not arguing.
I mean, what do you have? You got a bunch of DVDs.
Yeah, I got rid of most of
those. Aren't worth anything.
I got rid of most of those.
I would probably say, even though it would be such a freaking burden. Ugh. I mean, I get your car's okay, but I don't really want another car.
Yeah, right.
But I'm thinking of this strictly from a material, like monetary outlook.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say car, comic books. Probably comic books. I think I could probably get more money out of them than your car, right? Do you think your comic book collection has a better street value than your car?
Probably overall, yeah. Yeah, it might be a little harder to flip because there's, like 3,000 of them.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get wholesale prices.
Exactly. I'm going to the place from Pawn Stars.
But you don't have to worry about state taxes and transfer fees and license plates and all mm-hmm. that stuff if you grab the car and sell it.
Yeah, I feel like it's the only thing in your life that has any value whatsoever. So I'd probably go with that.
Okay, Steve, my answer was my headphones, so you could have a backup pair.
I mean, if you croak and your headphones are here, they're already mine anyway.
That's a good point.
Possession is 9/10 of the law.
So you're getting additional items right. out of the deal. You're absolutely correct.
What else here is yours?
Cliffy?
I guess technically most of the stuff in this room is half yours.
Well, I mean, whatever we've bought, obviously, but like... You know, the on-air light was a gift to you mm-hmm. directly.
Yeah.
Obviously, everything in the room is yours. The second chance Jeep signs, that's yours.
Yeah.
The pod conies, we're going to have to figure out how to
split them up.
One of those down the gut. But really, just Cliffy. I think Cliffy's the only thing I brought into the room.
Yeah.
Everything else we've kind of received or brought back from trips and stuff. So.
All right. Final question. Number 10. What am I most afraid of?
Oh, it's losing an at.
You know, I'll give you credit for it. I was going to say being alone.
Oh, being alone. Okay, so. Yes. Yeah, I was more direct to the point. Yeah. But the idea that, you know, you're a man in your late 20s after having been married with two kids. And then next thing you know, you're in a studio, shaving where you eat. in a mirror you now have hanging on the inside of your fridge for some reason. Everything's just wedged in like 400 square feet.
That's very like John McClane Die Hard-esque. Yes.
Yeah. So to be clear, your table like folds down. Uh-huh. So you open the fridge.
Yeah.
After your table is folded down.
You mean my table bed?
That's right.
Because I eat there. And then when I'm done eating there, I put a towel on it.
Yeah.
And I sleep there.
And then from like on top of your butter is a little roll down mirror. So while you're eating your boring toast for dinner, for your third meal, you're also shaving.
Right.
In your fridge mirror.
Well, man, we just both answered 10 questions about the other person. And I would say that we probably got 70% of them right.
Absolutely. I think we nailed it. Listen, I was a little bit nervous. I think we can both safely say, Steve, that we are friends.
I'm Chuck Tomfoolery. Boy, this was a fun game.
I liked that a lot.
It's remarkable how when we plan things, they actually go all right.
So that means we can officially declare that Steve, January 2010, was in fact the last time
that you made a friend.
That I made a friend.
Kyle, I was scrolling Instagram the other day, and I found something that I don't even know if you can actually buy this, but you were the first person I thought of when I saw it.
Okay.
And I thought, this would be the perfect gift for you.
Okay. And obviously, you didn't purchase anything simply because I'm not the recipient on the staff of the of your solstice gift this year?
I don't know. You may be.
Okay.
But you also may not be. But I saw this and I thought, wow, if there, this is the perfect combination of so many things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're a big shoe guy. You got the Dada Supremes.
Yep. Those are chrome and those are from 2001.
Clean them with Windex on a regular
basis.
That's
right. Keep them looking fancy.
Obviously, we have a shared love of P. Billy 4 from the Fast and the Furious franchise.
Absolutely correct.
Somewhat related, you had a bitchin' ride back in the day that that you were very proud of. The what was a 90-something Cavalier?
1999 Cavalier. That was just the whatever the L is. I don't even think there's an E, an S, or a T. I think just an L.
Okay, a Cavalier L.
And to really fancy that thing up, we slapped a bra on the front of that.
sounds beautiful. So I saw this and I thought, man, my buddy Kyle, he would want this. Don't look up at the screen
I
just
won't.
Yet.
Okay.
I don't want you to.
So you say you saw this was an Instagram ad.
It was. Yeah. I don't know. It's not a page that I follow, but you know, the algorithm, it just throws random things up in your algorithm.
Yes.
So I saw this and I need you to look at it right
I'm
now.
I'm very excited because I love finding new things. Oh my God.
It is a shoe. It looks like maybe a Vans type shoe. It looks like a, you know, a low top skate shoe.
Yes. Well, that is gorgeous.
But it is painted, embroidered, I don't know, to look exactly like Brian O'Connor's Toyota Supra
from yeah.
the first Fast and the Furious movie.
Not the Porsche that he hit the tree going 110 at.
No,
this was the Toyota Supra from the Fast and the Furious movie number one.
Yeah.
These are just a delightful orange, which already has my heart aflutter.
Love it.
Love an orange shoe. Love an orange anything. Not enough orange out in the world. And then looks like a car piece with a finger pointing forward to match the design on the Toyota Supra.
It almost looks like a kind of like a robotic looking Indian head.
Yes.
Where like, but the headdress is like exhaust pipes or something. If you've seen the movie, you know what we're referring to on the side of the car.
Yeah. And now I hate to bring it back, but boy, if someone could paint me one of those in a purple and maybe put open wheels and make that puppy look like a 99 boy, Prowler.
You're really going all in on the Prowler this week.
Here's what's funny. As I get older, it's going kind of the opposite way of this. I really like the themed shoes. I bought one probably 2 or 3 years ago.
What'd you buy?
They were like official releases, so not, you know, handcrafted like these.
The horror movie ones,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. Pennywise. So the red balloons on the low top van shoes and everything. And
they had a ghost. A bat.
Yep.
And things that go bump in the night.
Things that go bump in the night, obviously.
We've talked about many times. The three benchmarks to any good horror movie.
That's right. And 10, 12 years ago, before these were, boy, I'm sorry, longer than that, before shoes like this were a thing, like very popular, handcrafted, people making shoes, I bought a pair off of eBay that did not fit. So I ended up wearing them zero times.
Okay.
But I didn't want to get rid of them, so eventually when we moved, I carried them into my house.
So they're in your current house.
I finally threw them away because they just did not fit. Calvin and Hobbes painted shoes. Oh. So if your feet were together, they were, I think they were dancing across the two shoes.
Okay.
Absolutely loved them and never was able to wear them. And so, now shoes like that, like if you want, they're way too expensive.
So were they brand new?
Yeah. Yeah, they were made.
I'm surprised you didn't keep them and get one of those little, like, display cases for them and put them up with your
toys.
Yeah,
I don't need
to
display shoes. Like, that's a step. That's like I'm trying to get a college girl one in my, you know, in the shared off-campus living I have with six dudes, right?
You want to come see my shoes? Check it out. Got these off eBay back in the day. Not anybody can get these.
I have a pair of specialty shoes.
You do?
Yeah, my rad shoes.
Oh, that's right. Those were gifted to you, correct?
Yeah, they were gifted to me. I have them. I wore them when me and Tony from Lansing went on our mandate to go see rad.
Boy, I can't.
A couple of years ago.
You're someone I cannot see wearing specialty shoes.
I like them. I wear them. I don't wear them a ton, but I wear them from time to time.
You do?
I don't wear them too much because I don't want them to get dirty. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the problem. Same reason I don't wear my It shoes for that same reason.
Yeah.
I don't, and it's not fair to you. I just can't help but shake the feeling that you like sleep in steel toe boots. So this idea that you are wearing specialty shoes ever, and I know it's unfair. I preface it by saying I know it's unfair.
I have more shoes than you would think I have.
Yeah, I have way too many shoes for a guy who is not fashion forward remotely, right?
Yeah, like we have the right inside the door that comes in from our garage. There's a little coat closet in there. So we have one of those shoe holder things that holds, I don't know, probably 8 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
And so it's a really small closet. So like once a year or twice a year, Annette will take... She'll take all of the winter stuff out, put it in another closet, and put the summer stuff in there. And then when we need that, you know, she switches it around. Well, she did that last week, and she's like, you know, like 90% of the shoes in there are yours. I'm like, really?
Let me count, because at that point you're skeptical, right?
I guess I did. Yeah, she's right. She's absolutely right.
That's the reason that I ended up building that gigantic...
The shoe rack?
Wooden shoe rack built, like, screwed into the, you know, studs of my house. Because we had too many shoes and they were just everywhere.
Well, I saw those and I thought of you. So if you...
What's the price point on those? Did you happen to see that? Did you get that far?
I don't even know if these are something you can buy. It's... If you want to check them out, you can go to Cultura Carburada.
Seems like right out of China.
Brazil.
Oh, good.
On Instagram.
You know what, though? Now that that... stuff like that is in my head. I can guarantee you today, whether it's when I'm in the bathroom, which as a dad, you know, it's the only time you get, you know, to yourself. And even if you don't have to go to the bathroom, like, oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
What do you think I just did? Like during our break.
And I'll be looking for novelty shoes like that. For Calvin and Hobbes. Because now I'm nostalgic about, I want Calvin and Hobbes shoes again.
Yeah.
Right? And I look occasionally, I'm like, God, a Spider-Man shoe. But those are too popular, and like name brands release lines with those. And I'm not a $200 shoe person.
No, me
either. I have too many shoes that are very cheap.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I'm going to send this to you.
Oh, thank you.
If you want to maybe throw it up on social media.
And yeah, again, that's Brian O'Connor's Toyota Supra shoe.
You know, when you put it like that.
No, listen, we might have someone out there who's been waiting for this very moment, right?
We're just connecting people.
And I have to tell you, again, I am a sucker for orange apparel.
That's a good orange, too.
It is. It's a beautiful orange.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
All right. So I just sent that to you. You can check that out. It'll be up on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Steve and Kyle.
Yeah. We got a few things we didn't get to, but overall, I think we did a good job today of keeping the train on the tracks.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Went a little longer like it always does.
Yeah.
Quick mention, if you've started receiving, which we have seen, if you've received your solstice gift from the Stephen Kyle non-denominate cloak and dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange, feel free, if you'd like to, post it on our Twitter or Facebook, hashtag garbage gifts, so we can see those as they come in.
Yeah.
A couple of gag gifts being sent out. I saw one person sent us their gift they received, so they just threw the exact same gift they received away from last year. Okay. They received another one.
I thought you were going to say they received their gift from somebody and just put it in an envelope and shipped it off
to someone else.
I mean,
not a bad idea.
That's a great game of telephone.
Don't even unwrap it. Just hit forward.
Oh, that's funny.
Please start posting those at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter. You can tag us on Instagram, whatever you see fit. Love seeing those come in. You, the staff here next week will be doing.
Looking forward to it.
The gift exchange next week.
The gift that I have for somebody is actually in this room as we speak.
Is that so? Yeah. The gift I got for a staff member was wrapped yesterday already.
Yeah, mine was wrapped this morning because I got my dates mixed up.
A little week ahead, were you?
I mean, for once, I'm actually prepared.
Head of the game.
If you want to take that best friends quiz that we took earlier in the show,
yes,
you can see it in the show notes. I have it linked right there, so you can check it out. Also, be sure to go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Yes.
Check out the bitchin' new shoes that Kyle wants. Take the Facebook and the Twitter polls, and we'll recap them at some point coming up soon. But yeah. All right. Talk to you next week. See ya.
See ya.